If you want to watch international news in Russia, don't look for CNN. The network says it's halting broadcasts in Russia because of changes in media legislation there. CNN didn't elaborate, but last month, Russia issued a law restricting foreign ownership of media. The Kremlin's been putting a lot of pressure on independent news outlets, and it's also been pressing human rights groups, one in particular, as Charles Maines reports.
At a small park across from the one-time headquarters of the Soviet KGB, hundreds of Russians line up for the return of the names.
Lundberg, German Alexandrovich, 23 года.
It's an annual remembrance of the thousands upon thousands of Soviets executed during the mass purges of the 1930s, and it's organized by the human rights group Memorial. All day long, they read the names of Soviet engineers, artists, priests, and others, all shot by their own government. Valentin Zhirilev's grandfather was among those purged in 1937. Zhirilev says that while it's important to honor the dead, he can't help but notice who wasn't here to take part. He says there's not one representative here from the government. I would think the authorities could join us because they also have relatives who died in the purges. The Soviet repressions are an inconvenient truth in today's Russia, says Zhirilev, and Memorial, an inconvenient organization. It was just a few hundred feet from here that pro-democracy demonstrators cheered in 1991 as a monument to KGB founder Iron Felix Dzerzhinsky was toppled and carted away. Those were heady days for Russia's human rights movement and Memorial. Launched by Nobel laureate Andrei Sakharov and other leading dissidents, Memorial led efforts to uncover communist-era repressions and defend rights in the new Russia. It was never easy. From Russia's wars in Chechnya to politically motivated trials and migrant rights, Memorial's voice of conscience has often been a lonely one. But it's run into particular trouble since Vladimir Putin's return to the presidency 2 years ago. Authorities initially tried to brand Memorial a foreign agent, a term many Russians associate with traitors and spies, under a wider law that banned foreign funding of Russian NGOs. In the wake of the war in Ukraine, state TV ran reports accusing Memorial of defending the legacy of Soviet gulag prisoners, who they described as Ukrainian fascists and terrorists. And now Russia's justice ministry is appealing to the courts to outlaw Memorial on a legal technicality. A Supreme Court hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Oleg Orlov, head of Memorial's Human Rights Center, says all this government pressure amounts to a slow suffocation. Whatever the court's decision, Orlov says the attacks are already discrediting Memorial's work in the public eye.
Everything we learned about the past, it's all being cleansed away.
These days, it's Putin who's been drawing his own lessons from Russia's past. The Russian president raised eyebrows this past weekend when he insisted a 1939 pact Moscow signed with Nazi Germany to divvy up Eastern Europe wasn't such a bad thing after all. And in another speech, Putin said the time has come for Russia to stop focusing on the negative aspects of its history and instill a sense of patriotism among a new generation. This renewed sense of national pride was on display during the weekend's Mass National Unity Day. As Europe was celebrating 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, thousands of Russians marched near Red Square to show they were united and strong in the face of Western sanctions that threatened a new Cold War. They wore buttons that read, "An attack on Russia is an attack on me." Signs profess support for President Putin, Russian Orthodox values, and separatist fighters in East Ukraine. Sergei Kovalev says he's seen this all before. He spent a decade in the gulag in exile before becoming Russia's human rights ombudsman in the 1990s. And he says this national fervor reminds him of Soviet groupthink. Only now, he says, the propaganda is more effective, the methods more subtle.
Closing Memorial like they would have under Stalin, arresting and shooting everyone, that method's now considered unacceptable. But accusing Memorial of following orders from abroad? By all means.
And here, Kovalev can't help but marvel at how everything and nothing has changed in Russia. A KGB officer still runs the country, human rights activists are still fighting for their existence, and Iron Felix Dzerzhinsky, though gone from his pedestal, still casts a shadow. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.